Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Depends on whenever you're looking at this and where you are in the world. Today, this was a good one to me. It's something about asking God to teach me. There was a time in my life where I didn't know how to love my wife the way I needed to love her. And so I asked God to teach me, you know, teach me how to love my wife. Teach me how to love my wife unconditionally. Teach me how to sacrifice. What does that look like? You know, in the process of learning something, there are growing pains. There are situations where you go through that you develop, that you grow, that you mature. So when I was looking at this and I was like, God, you know, I want you to teach me. And David, as you all know, David is he's a man after God's own heart. And so I learned a lot about myself through the Psalms of David. And so this one was in Psalm 143 and 10. And David says, teach me to do your will. Listen. Oh my God. It says, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me into a level country and into a land of uprightness. So as I was reading it, I was like, okay, God, I get it. I'm striving for God's perfect will, not just, you know, just his will. I'm striving for the perfect will. And so if I'm striving for the perfect will to teach me how to walk in the perfect will. Because people always say, oh, I want God's perfect will for my marriage. I want God's perfect will for my life. But are you willing to be taught how to get to the perfect will? Man, listen, that's not an easy class. I'm just saying, it's not an easy class. Because you're going to literally have to readjust what you already know, what you think you already know, because you've watched stuff, you've mimicked stuff, you've copied stuff, and that stuff has etched into your brain, etched into your character, etched into yourself. And now when God says, when you say us, when we say, I want God's perfect will, then we have to actually be taught that. That's not something that's just going to naturally happen. That's not something that's just going to naturally come. We have to be taught God. It just says, teach me to do your will. He didn't even say perfect will. He said your will. Not my will, not Gerald's will, because Gerald's will would take an easy route. Gerald's will would take a comfortable route. Gerald's will would do the easy thing. It wouldn't want to be in tough situations. It wouldn't want to be in diehard, hard rock and a tough place. It wouldn't want to be there. Let's just be real. How many of us like to be in bad situations? I'm sure nobody's going to raise their hand. So if I'm the teacher and I'm standing in front of the classroom and I say, how many of y'all, you know, if this is your worst subject and you're not doing well in it, And they say, how many of y'all love this subject? You gonna raise your hand? No. So if you're struggling and just trying to handle good and acceptable, what do you think is gonna be in the perfect will? Because David says, teach me to do, not just teach me to do. That means there's going to be accountability to the walk. It's accountability to the way you present. It's accountability to the way you're supposed to act. It says, teach me to do your will. Not just teach me, I want to do it. So what is it going to take? Some pruning, some adjustments, some hard moments, some hard times. Because the one thing I did learn is in my hardest times, that's when I started to develop character. That's when I started to develop maturity, because I didn't respond like a kid. I didn't respond in my old way. I didn't respond in a place where I just throw my hands up and like, I quit. I give up. I don't want to do this. It's a hard place. So I go back into educational and I'm sitting in a classroom and the subject is extremely hard and the teacher is trying to teach me how to do it. So they're sitting there, they're giving me strategies, they're giving me examples. And here's the best thing about it. It says, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me into a leveled country and into a land of righteousness. So in our new covenant, God gave us a gift of the Holy Spirit. See, David was talking about God's good spirit, but God has given us the Holy Spirit to be able to lead and guide us where we should go and guide us into righteousness, guide us into holiness, guide us into the place where the land is level. We've been sitting in these valleys and going through these ups and downs and ins and outs. And God is, the Holy Spirit has been trying to guide you to a level land so that now that you can actually start building. Man, this thing had me. I'm excited right now. Y'all don't even understand. I'm excited. I'm excited because I understand the process that I had to get to the God's, I just God's will. You know, I just want God's will over my will. You know, I'm still working and striving for the perfect will. Do I get it right all the time? No, because I'm striving for it. I'm pressing for it. I got my mind focused on the perfect will. But right now I'm like, God, help me with your will. Help me to walk away from my desires and my will and I accept and develop and want your will more than I want my own will. Can we do that? Yeah, Apostle, that's easily said than done. I know. I'm not telling you something that I'm constantly working. No, I'm not that guy. I'm constantly working. I'm constantly striving. I'm constantly, you know, decreasing as God increased in me. I'm still pushing toward the mark. I'm still pushing towards the mark, the goal. The goal is I want to be in God's will. I want to be in the land of the uprightness. I want to be in right standing with God. I want to be in a place that is level. I don't want to be in a low valley. So it's going to take work to get to the level. To the level that God wants me to be, it's gonna take some work. It's gonna take some stamina. It's gonna take some endurance. It's gonna take some strength. It's gonna take a whole lot of stuff that we gotta actually do. It says, teach me to do. Do is an action word. It's an action word. So you're gonna have to actually do something to get into God's perfect will. No, just to get into God's will. David was just trying to get in God's will. He didn't even ask for the perfect will. He just said, teach me to do your will. He didn't even say the perfect. He just said, your will. But pause right there for a second. Now I understand that, you know, everything that I do, I want to be in God's will with it. So if it's in my marriage, I want to be in your will. Teach me to do your will in my marriage. Teach me to do your will in my business. Teach me to do your will in dealing with my children. Teach me to do your will. Because what is your will? What is your will? What do you desire for me to do? You created me in your image and likeness. You breathed life into me. You gave me an opportunity to live again. You gave me an opportunity to repent. You gave me an opportunity to be free from my sins. You've given me so many opportunities. I desire to be in your will. I desire to pursue your will. I desire to stay focused on your will. I desire to press toward the mark. I desire that. I desire your desires. I desire your will over my will. So that's going to take some work, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to take work. That's not something that you can easily say it, but the doer, you got to do it. You got to ask God to teach me how to do it. Teach me. David had to ask, teach me. Because if you could actually do it on your own, you probably would already be doing it. Some of us. But are you willing to ask God to teach you? But are you willing to go through the ups, the downs, the ins, the outs, the situations, the hard situations, the complicated situations, the frustrating situations, the misunderstandings, all of those? Are you willing to deal with that? Just for God's will. I want to live in God's will. I want to live in God's will. My question to you is, do you want God to teach you how to do his will? Because you have to do something in his will. You have to do something to even get to his will. You have to die to yourself. You have to be a living sacrifice. You have to literally sever the things that you think you know. Have God has ever baffled you with something that's so simple? And you've been thinking, and our human mind overthinks things. You go to overthinking something, God's like, no, it's a little simpler than that. But because you think that it's so hard, or you got your mind on the hardness, or you got your mind on how long it's going to take, you got your mind on all of these things, so you start overthinking things. But I want you today, I literally want you today to challenge yourself to ask God to teach you. Teach me how to do your will. And literally, because you have the gift of the Holy Spirit going to start showing you things. It's going to start showing you things that need to be severed, things that need to be removed, things that you have to renounce, things that you have to ask for forgiveness and repent for, things that you have. That's the beginning of getting into God's will. It's uprightness. It's in right standing with God. Are you willing? I just want to know, are you willing? Let's just say, I'm willing. Or teach me to do your will. Or I will do your will. But understand, you're going to be held accountable for it, because you'd have made up your mind that you're going to actually do his will. Because what's going to happen is the warfare that comes with walking in his will is warfare that comes with that. Just so you know, there's warfare that comes with that. The enemy does not want you to walk in God's will. He does not want you to walk in uprightness. He doesn't want you to walk and do anything like God. So what is he going to do? He's going to attack your mind. He's going to attack your marriage or your finances or something. He's going to attack. So if you don't understand that there's warfare when you say, I want to do your will, that's not what he wants. The enemy wants you to conform to the world system. So there is an attack. There will be an attack somewhere. And if you think that you're just going to walk this earth and not get an attack, but guess what? Here's the scenario. You count it all joy. Why? Because you're worthy to be going through this. That means the enemy is afraid. He's afraid of you, that because if you get into God's will, that you will be able to understand and achieve more than you ever even imagined. And he doesn't want that. He doesn't want you to be successful. He doesn't want you to be able to call those things that be not as though they were. He doesn't want you to actually open your mouth and start decreeing and declaring a thing, and he starts to get his whole kingdom starts to rattle. He doesn't want that, because when you step in God's will, and you're doing God's will and you're standing in an upright place, my God, you are one of the most dangerous people to the enemy. So we know he doesn't want that. He just wants you to walk around and walk in your own will, because your own will operates in your own flesh. It operates in your own emotions. And that's how it dictates what you're willing to do and how are you willing to do it. And so being able to say, teach me to do your will. So that means you have to reprogram your thinking. You have to reprogram your heart posture. You have to reprogram renewing a right spirit within you, because there's going to be a true conflict between your spirit man and your flesh. And that's warfare in itself. Because the battle starts in your mind. Do I really have to do it that way? So when the Holy Spirit's showing you what you need to do and how you need to do it, and you choose to do it the opposite way, then you're literally losing the battle, because you chose to fight a different way. So don't just, I want your will, because if you're desiring God's will, and I'm not even saying you're desiring God's perfect will, because David just says, teach me to do your will. You decide to say, teach me to do your perfect will. Ooh, woo. You talking about a fine comb. He just going through and is fine tuning everything in your life, everything that you think, everything that you say, everything that sits in your heart, everything that rests on your spirit, everything that is attached to your soul. We talking about really and truly going fine tuning the way you hear things, the way you see things, the way you speak, all of that stuff. And how you going to get mad when you asking for God's perfect will? When he telling you to forgive, when he telling you to forget, when he telling you to sow, when he telling you to do, when he telling you to do whatever it is that he's telling you to do, he's telling you to do it. And then you don't feel comfortable with doing it, or you just don't want to do it. But you're desiring God's will. You're desiring to do his will. You're desiring to pursue his perfect will. Make that make sense. I know what it looks like. I did that. I'm like, I want to do that. I'm going to do it this way. And you know what it got me? Almost a decade of destruction. Because I was stubborn. I was like, man, please. It don't take all of that. I used to tell my wife, man, it don't take all of that. You being extra. And honestly, it took all of that and some. Because the longer I stayed out of it, the harder it became. And the more work I had to put in. So if God is literally calling you into his will, if he's looking at evaluating you and he's holding you accountable for what you said, I said, I want to do God's will. What does that look like? Holy Spirit, show me what that looks like. All of a sudden you sitting there, you start getting dreams and visions of things that God is like separating you from. Are you willing to do it? And things he's trying to fix, things he's trying to correct, things he's trying to adjust. Are we willing? Because we will. I mean, listen, we get emotional. I'm going to do it. I want your perfect will. Yes, Lord, I want your perfect will. Do you know what that comes with? Do you know what that comes with? Because the enemy is a legalist. He heard exactly what you said. Oh, you do. You can't even handle a bad conversation. You can't handle loneliness. You can't handle abandonment or rejection or any of that stuff. And that's what he's going to use. And God is trying to use that same. The very thing that the enemy meant for bad, God is trying to turn it out for good, because he's trying to teach you in the midst of it. If the enemy is coming at you, what are you doing about it? I've given you authority. I've given you power. I've given you dominion. I've given you my son. I've given you the Holy Ghost. What else do you want me to do? He's giving you everything you need to fight. Everything. He's giving you his word, the sword. My wife used the sword yesterday. Listen, I'm trying to tell you. If we're wanting God's perfect will, we better understand how to fight. Because that right there is going to take some doing. You're going to need some extra strength. You're going to need some extra endurance. You're going to need some extra wisdom, understanding. And God has given it to you through the Holy Spirit. That's why I said you got what you need. So if we're going to desire to do God's will, understand that that's going to take some work. And that's not an overnight thing. You didn't become who you are overnight. Over a time period, you've grown to be who you are right now. So don't go to, oh, tomorrow I'm going to be in God's perfect will. Man, you better get your mind right. Obviously, you ain't even thinking right now. Because that's exactly what I said. Oh, you know, I ain't going to do that no more. I'm going to be all right. Man, the very thing that I said I wasn't going to do, I found myself doing. So let's literally be mindful of what we're declaring, what we're saying we want. Because people will say what they want, but not realizing that there's warfare that comes with it, because the enemy does not want you to have it, period. So it's going to be what it's going to be. Amen. Whew. Lord, I thank you for this word. I thank you, Father God, for the ability, the strength, the wisdom, the understanding, Father God, to walk in your will. Father God, continue to teach us. Father, be our teacher. Teach us how to walk in this daily. Teach us how to be transformed. Father, teach us, continue to mold us and transform us, Father God, into your image and likeness, Father, that we can truly walk in your will now in the name of Jesus. Father, bring us into a level country, Father God. Father God, bring us into a land of uprightness now in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare that we're truly pressing into the mark of the high calling. We're pressing into your perfect will, Father God. I'm decreeing and declaring that today that you have given us a supernatural strength, Father God, to sever all ties that have caused us, Father God, to be out of your will, that have caused us, Father God, even we repent for being out of your will. We repent for being comfortable with being out of your will, choosing to be out of your will. Father, forgive us now in the name of Jesus. Father, let the blood of Jesus cleanse us and washes us as white as snow, Father God. Give us a opportunity, Father God, that this day that we choose to walk in your will. Continue to teach us, continue to train us, continue to hold us accountable for walking in your will in every aspect of our life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, y'all be blessed. Y'all have a wonderful day. I pray that this message bless you, stretches you, and encourage you to be all that God has called for you to be, to really and truly desire to walk and press into God's will, and allowing God to constantly teach you. Let him teach you daily how to walk closer with him, how to walk in his will. Allow him to. Sometimes it's not going to feel good. Sometimes it's going to be extremely hard. But guess what? God is right there. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's giving you what you need. If you ask, he'll answer. If you knock, he'll open the door. Listen, there's things that God has already promised us and desires to give to us. And it's right there in front of us. It's right there in front of us. So let's choose today to want to be taught. Stop thinking you know everything. Stop thinking that you know how to do it. Because if you knew how to do it, you will already be doing it. All right, y'all. Y'all be blessed. Y'all have a wonderful day. And I look for testimonies of how God is answering or how God is teaching you. I would like to hear some of the things that how God is teaching you how to walk in his perfect will. How you know, things that you have to, the Holy Spirit has showed you how, what to eliminate or sever the ties with, because there's things that the enemy has attached itself to your character and personality that's causing you not to truly pursue the will of God. So I'm declaring that those ties are being severed today, that you'll walk in the newness of God, that you'll have a renewed mind. And he's renewing a right spirit within you today. In Jesus' name. Y'all have a blessed day. Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.